So, hello everyone. This is Tyrone from the Tyrone Roach Experience. So, what exactly is my story? Now, you know, this is episode 3 of my backstory, if you will, but there are so many different segments of it. This is a huge question that I'll narrow down into different segments of my life. In this particular case, my story will focus on my entrepreneurial journey. I touched on in my original backstory, I guess you could say episode 1 and 2. I'm not entirely sure when my entrepreneurial passion began, but I do remember many years ago being invited to a party. Now, at this party was a large variety of people that cut across all demographics and ages. It felt a bit odd, I have to admit, and I remember it very vividly. It was during the day, and everyone was so much older than me. I was 17 years old at the time, but I was still invited. Nevertheless, as I mentioned before, I went along to get along. That was my motto back in those days. About 20 minutes into this party, the hostess, she welcomed everyone and began to explain her story. Okay, interesting. This is a different kind of party. Everybody's standing around. At this point, I started to wonder, what kind of party is this? She introduced a gentleman who came up and opened with a whiteboard and introduced himself and why we were there. And I know some of you know where I'm going with this. Well, anyway, he began to draw circles and explain that this party, or explain this company and how you can be a millionaire if you simply follow this simple plan that he was showing. Of course, the company was Amway. The concept was called multi-level marketing, something I never heard of back then. Based on what I saw and how simple it looked, I get three people who get three people and so on and so forth. You know how it goes. I knew I was going to be a millionaire. No one could tell me otherwise. It was just that simple. Wow, that's it? That's all you do? And you sell this juice and this powder and this soap? I'm in. I'm rich. I can do this. Well, what did I accomplish? Or what did I want to accomplish? So I knew I was going to be a millionaire. Based on what I saw that afternoon, nothing was going to stop me. Did it happen? No. Nowhere near it. The concept of MLM, or multi-level marketing, was a very simple in theory, and it still is. Very simple in theory. But in reality, the practice of MLM was extremely, and still is, extremely difficult. I wanted to build the biggest downline MLM ever has ever seen. The rule was to share with family, friends, and anyone within 3 feet of you. Talk to everyone. My biggest problem was most people were not impressed, either with me or what I was presenting. I just knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur no matter what. Over the years since that first encounter with Amway, I tried many different things. And I know there's a lot of you out there who can relate to that. Opportunities, physical businesses, restaurant, online business, affiliate business. Never really achieving the success I expected. The burning desire of all of it stayed with me. I guess you could say that that party was my, how can I say, epiphany. When I went there and I saw that this could be done, and even though I was failed miserably at it, I nevertheless got the bug of entrepreneurship. And after a while, I began to wonder if I was ever going to achieve any hint of success. Business after business came and went. And within years, why wasn't this happening for me? Why? Why was I not able to make it happen? Can you relate? why was being successful eluding me? Maybe I wasn't an entrepreneur or had what it takes or took to be a successful entrepreneur. I don't know. How many of you can relate to that? And I know you're out there. You've tried everything. You really have. And your heart is there. Your desire is there. You really want to make this thing happen. Perhaps I was destined to be a worker bee all my life. Get a paycheck and call it a day. And in some respects, I sort of did fall into that. And so did many of you. There's nothing wrong with that. There's just nothing wrong with that. Let's keep it perfectly clear. You got to eat. You got to take care of yourself and your family. But there has to be a better way. I knew I was bigger and better than that. So I didn't give up. Never quit was my motto. And it still is. Fast forward. Over the years, recent years, I got hooked on eBay, Amazon, and more precisely, dropshipping became a passion. And for the first time, things started turning around. I actually started making money. My new dropshipping business had a learning curve, and after that, it became very simple. I began to see sales go higher each and every month, each and every month. After a few years of dropshipping, I became more and more interested in owning and branding my own product. I quickly learned how to pick a product, have it produced in China. Unfortunately, couldn't produce it here in America. And sell it on Amazon or eBay. FBA or fulfillment by Amazon became a reality. There was no looking back. Now I'm on my way. In a short period of time, Amazon started getting really strange. Amazon changed its algorithms. What does that mean? It just made it more and more difficult to, how can I say, list your product, or I should say rank your products. Facebook, advertising, they stopped me from running my ads on their platform. And that was a huge drop for me. And the ad that I was running on Amazon, and the ads that I were running were on Amazon, and it was costing me more than I was making. So over the years, that huge triumph that I had with Amazon started going the opposite way. It was just my products weren't selling. Nothing was moving. So spending a fortune on ads, not even breaking. In fact, I was losing money on every single week. Money was going out, more going out than coming in. So what does this mean? Where was I going with this? What was the problem? I had to make a change. Something had to give. All right. You're an entrepreneur. You have the burning desire. And I understand you are going to have ups and downs, and things are going to flow and ebb and flow and ebb and flow. Not everything's going to go straight to the top. You are going to see some valleys. Every entrepreneur knows that. And I started seeing some success, pretty good success at that. But after a while, it started to elude me again. But as I mentioned before, as entrepreneurs, we never quit. We don't stop. We keep moving forward. And at this point, I'm where I want to be because I know what my problem is. I identified my problem. I had an epiphany. Now I have to make it happen. Stay tuned. I'll keep you posted on how this is going to go. If you have any questions, if you have anything, if you can relate to this, continue listening to the Tyrone Roach Experience. And again, as I mentioned in my first episode, I may change that title, but for now, the Tyrone Roach Experience, the entrepreneurial journey. How's that sound? Okay, folks, stay tuned. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. And together we'll get through all of this. You are an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. We're all entrepreneurs. Let's make it happen. See you on the other side.